Is this thing on? Hey, y'all. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time your ass is listening to this, hey. And welcome to a special kickback Saturday night, Sunday morning edition of Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. It is 11:58 p.m. Saturday, March 25th, it is, 2023. And welcome, y'all. Hey, how y'all doing? I think this is the first March show, but it is definitely a kick. I don't even remember. I haven't even been on in a while. And I just want to say, hey, what's going on? What's up? How y'all feeling? How y'all doing? How you pissing? How you poop it. Hey, y'all, I just wanted to come over here. I wanted to bless y'all with my beautiful voice, and I had a couple things that I wanted to get off my chest, a couple things that I wanted to talk about this morning. Where y'all coming from? Are y'all coming from the club? Are y'all coming from the casino? I was at the casino last night, and I had a ball. You know, me and my mom went, and I love dates with my mom. You know, she's my date because I'm single. She's my date. And we had a good time. You know, she paid for everything because everybody knows I do not work and I don't have it at the moment to go to the casino. But, you know, it's all good. You know, she gave me some money, and then this guy gave me money, and I bought a salad. I know. He told me I was sitting behind him at a machine that wasn't working. So it was him, my mom, our cousin, another man, another woman. There were like four or five machines in a circle, and they were all playing. And so he gets up and he goes and cashes his ticket in. So I sit where he was sitting. And then he comes over to me. I thought he was about to start playing again because he had money and a ticket in his hand. He said, here, put the money and the ticket down on the machine. And be like, see if you can get something out of it. That was my angel. He left because I was done. I spent all my gambling money. I didn't win anything. I just like getting out and having fun. But I have been going through a lot lately. I went to see a neurologist the other day, and for those of you who are new, who don't know, I have lower lumbar spinal stenosis, and my pain management doctor told me that I should stop saying that I have that. So the neurologist says, so you have some spinal stenosis. And I'm like, yeah, so what is it, doc? So anyway, I had an MRI done in February. That's why I haven't been on it. It's like, it's been so much going on with my health-wise. Like, I had surgery. If y'all hear anything, that scream is playing in the background. I'm so sorry. I did not know it was that loud. But I had a surgery on January 24th. I had a polypectomy, hysteroscopy, and a DNC. And I went back for my follow-up, and I had hormone therapy. I got my blood work done, and then I've been in pain management, and then I've been in physical therapy. I am not going to physical therapy Monday. They won't see my ass Monday morning. Monday morning, I'm going to call them and tell them, due to unforeseen circumstances beyond my control, I will not be in today. So I'll reschedule on that back end. But I've been in therapy 3 times a week. And on top of regular doctor's appointments, like, if y'all don't know, I'm diabetic. So I go to the doctor every 3 months. And I went to the neurologist. So this was the first time I went to a neurologist. And he was talking about surgery on my back. And I told him no. And he said that they can ease the pain with cortisone shots, therapy, and pain management. And I'm like, okay, we can do that, but I really don't want to have any surgery because a lot of people that I know that had back surgery said it's a complete waste of time. And and I don't want to do it. So he told me that I had to have another MRI. I just had an MRI in February. I had a partial MRI in January, like 3 days after surgery. So like, Monica, why are you going to the MRI and you just had surgery? And let me tell y'all something. I gave the place a bad rating and the people called me back, right? So this is what happened. So they took me into the room to have the MRI. Now, the first time I had an MRI done, I was enclosed in like the tube. And I said, you know what, let me get through this. I'm okay. You know, my head was, the only thing that was out was my feet. So my whole body was in the machine. And I had a cold and I did it. I'm like, you know, I don't ever want to do that again. Not knowing that about 4 years later, I had to do it again. So I requested an open MRI. So when I got there, they strapped my ass in. It was too tight. My whole body was in the machine, including my head. I freaked out. My stomach was hurting. I couldn't do it. The tech was upset. I'm like, bitch, you act like, I'm like, motherfucker, you act like you're the motherfucker who has claustrophobia. And you're the motherfucker that has to get this MRI done. Like, are you fucking kidding me, bitch? So I couldn't get it. I couldn't finish it. And I gave them a bad review. And the office manager, I reckon, called me back and we discussed it. And I wasn't mean anything about it because I'm at that age right now where I really just don't give a fuck anymore. And I'm not going to get upset about anything. So basically, I was like, you know, they weren't nice. They weren't nice at all. And the best manner sucked. Because some people are only in the medical profession for the money. Like, I believe that that's a profession, and I've said this once or twice before, I believe that that's the kind of profession that you have to have, you know, a passion for. You just can't be in that shit for money, because if not, you're going to burn out, and it's going to show. So, anyway, so they did another one, and this one was nice. I was listening to the Kanye Yin Yang Twins, Usher, you know, they gave me earphones. It was light. They had the fan on. And it was big. You know, it was big. I wasn't strapped in or anything. They just slid me right on in and slid me out. My feet was out. My head was out. They gave me Valium. I was floating for 2 days, right? So my neurologist asked me at the new appointment on Thursday, could I turn my head? And I'm like, really? So he was like, well, if you have some spinal stenosis, it's in your neck. So I'm like, okay. So now I have to get an MRI for my neck. And he gave me another prescription for Valium. And he gave me a 5-day supply with 5 pills. And he was like, how many do you need? So I only took one the last time. But I don't know how long this MRI is going to be. So I'm going to schedule it on Monday morning. And then I'll let you guys know what's tea. Because this shit is getting out of hand. So I have to go back. I have my neurologist appointment on May the 4th. But I'm trying to get it done before then. But it's just March 26th. Yeah, because it's Sunday. So I'm just going to go ahead and want to try to get it done in the middle, towards the middle of April. Because I have to psych myself out about it. And I also have to get x-rays. So yeah, y'all, it's been a lot. And I have been writing. And I've just been going through the motions, you know. And, you know, I'm living my life. You know, I don't even know if I want to talk about this, but I'm just going to talk about this. I'm just going to jump right into it because I'm just going to jump right into the mess. So there was a situation where this is not the only, you know, platform that, you know, this is my platform and it's not the only one that I'm trying to build up. And I have pretty a good rapport with people, you know. So basically, what had happened was I was on this app. I'm not going to say what app I was on. And I was on it with a friend of mine. And my friend we've done this before on social, and I think I talked about it before. We try to help each other out. You know, my whole thing is this. Like, I was on other apps, and this app I like, and Beagle I like, but Beagle is drama. This one's not drama, you know. But it's like you can go live without having a following, and you build your following base, you know, on your live. You feel like you build your following base as you go live. So I got a little following. You know, I'm grateful for anybody that follows me. You know, I have a couple friends, a couple mutuals. You know, I'm grateful for any and everybody, you know, and I don't care if it's like three, you know, I'm grateful. And, you know, so I'm trying to, everybody knows that I'm an author, and I'm trying to build my loyal base. So a friend of mine, we decided that we were going to do this again. We were going to go on, we will help each other out, you know, boost each other up, you know, so we can, you know, go there. You know, we can be seen. But the other day we were seen for all the wrong reasons. And I'm going to say it like this. I really don't want to get into the conversation, but I'm going to say it like this. Y'all know I'm going to be 45 in August. And I don't know if anybody knows. Like, I've changed so much. And I see the world differently now. You know, at first I was quick to act and slow to think and slow to speak. You know, I just, you know, but now it's like, I'm not like that anymore. So the situation happened, and basically an outsider tried to come between me and a friend of mine. And my friend downplayed me to this outsider. Now, if anybody that knows me knows, I'm very possessive of the people that are around me. And I don't take lightly to outside people trying to come in between of something that my family or my friends. You know, I'm very possessive. I'm a Leo. I'm very pride. You know, I'm a very confident woman, but I also am very, people say it's insecure. I'm very leery of people. I don't trust everybody, which you're not supposed to. I'm observant. I let people talk, and I just go on about my business. So this person comes in, and they take the place of me for a couple of days. So people who are watching my friend are asking about me. They're asking, like, where's Monica? Because if we've been doing this for the past 2 months, where is she? Who is this new person? Child, I was gone off of social for 3 days. And when I came back on the third day, it was like I walked into a hail of bullets. It was like I was in a drive-by and I was an innocent fucking bystander. When I tell you the shit that went down on Wednesday should only happen in the middle school or the walls of a high school, I'm not lying to y'all. I kid you motherfucking not. So basically what happened was a chick was trying to make another man jealous off the app. And they succeeded. And then he jumped in my DMs. It stopped right there. I play chess, not checkers. And I asked them, like, why is he in my DMs? Asking me, how am I doing? And everybody like, oh, hey, yeah, your DMs. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So they playing. Everybody's playing a fucking game. My friend is mad at me because I'm answering questions that people wanted to know the answers to, because you are downplaying what our relationship. And I was telling my friend that relationships always doesn't mean that you're intimate with someone or your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband and wife. A friendship is a relationship. You know, and that's what everybody was trying to tell him. So he's basically saying that, you know, the girl was asking, were we together? And I'm like, it's so fucking childish. I was like, it's so fucking childish. It was so Child, it was just so fucking childish. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't understand why people do that. What do you get out of that? Because like I tell him all the time, I tell people, when I hit that X on this app, you don't exist in my world. Like I went out last night or the night before last Friday night and some shit went on. I didn't know anything about it again because I'm out living life. And there's nothing wrong with influencers who are on social media. There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes I like to step into reality a little bit, you know, and I enjoy, you know, my time. You know, I enjoy spending time with my family. I enjoy having dinner parties. You know, I have dinner parties once a month. You know, I enjoy all those things. I enjoy cooking for my friends. I enjoy cooking for my family. I haven't really cooked for my family because I really haven't been in the mood to cook. I really don't have any, like, new recipes or anything. And I'm not cooking as much as I used to because I'm trying to lose weight, which that backfired because I gained 4 pounds. So, yeah. But, yeah, I just don't understand, like, the logic of everything. And now my friend is mad because my friend is still thinking about what happened and he thinks that he's the bad guy. And I was trying to tell him, like, bruh, you are not the bad guy. But, like, I was saying, people are going to believe what they want to believe. Like, we can all watch the same movie, the same TV show, and get different outcomes and different perspectives. Like, we could see, okay, I'll take Love's Holiday, for instance. My book, on sale now, wherever books are sold online. My book, you can take it as, it's a love story. You can take this, my book, spoiler alert, I'm giving y'all 2-3 seconds to leave. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So, spoiler alert. So, you can see the book from Jamie's perspective as Jamie being this wealthy, handsome, anything and everything he touched turns to gold, multimillionaire who is selfish, self-centered. Or you can see the book from Ashanti's perspective. She's a sweet, beautiful, dynamic, entertaining, educated young woman. Trying to save her marriage or like trying to salvage, you know, what they have. And you can see it as Jamie just trying to do it on his own, or you can see it as Ashanti doing it on her own, or you can see it them coming together as a team, or you can just say fuck it, neither one of them don't want anything to do with each other. It's so many perspectives and so much you can take from my book. You can take it as the women in my book that love Jamie, they're jealous of Ashanti, or you can be like, all is fair in love and war. It doesn't matter. What really matters is what you got out of the book and how you are entertained. Now, real life, if you're on social media and you see two people getting along, right? And this is what my friend doesn't understand. You see two people getting along, like two people. Let me stop moving away from this. You see two people getting along and you see two people having this wonderful dynamic, right? And they vibing, you know, and that's what I heard. Like, y'all vibe and we have good content or whatever. Whoop de whoop, lot of dee, lot of da. Shout out to the mob. And we shout out to Milagro in the mob because that's where I got it from. Anyway, so you their vibe. And all of a sudden, you're like, are they together? Are they not together? And that's the kind of flow that he wanted to keep going. And that's the kind of vibe that I wanted to keep going. But people already made the assumption, oh, the way that they smile at each other, the way that they talk to one another, they spend a lot of time together, or they're together, but we're not together. Tea? Or stale as sitting on a table all day coffee. You know what I mean? So they're like, are they together or are they not together? So then you don't see her anymore. You see another chick. Now, from what I gather, is that they were really vibing on each other. Like, they were hitting, you know, they were really vibing on each other. And then everybody was asking, well, where is Monica? Is this, and I took a break from social. And, you know, I had my reasons. And they thought that I left because of what happened. But I didn't know what the fuck happened until I came back on Wednesday of this week, of the last week, because it's a new week, in the hail of fire. And people are watching. People watch. People make up their own assumptions. So when people see that, oh, wait a minute, y'all. So when people see one young lady's gone and here come another, so they want to know what's going on. So then you try to downplay your first friend, me, to big up and tell. And then the young lady say, well, I thought that I did not know they were together. He said that they weren't in a relationship. They never been in a relationship. I'm nothing, basically. So, and everybody, you know, he said he lost followers. And everybody, like, Papa be like, well, what the fuck? Why would you say that? And so now he's saying, oh, I'm the bad guy. You did it. You did it. So if I'm watching somebody, right, y'all, and I'm watching this young lady and this young man vibing. Are y'all together? Are y'all not together? That's the dynamic. Like, let's keep them guessing. Let's, like, what it is. You know, I like them together. You know, I really do. They have great content. And we do. Let me see. I don't know. Let me see. So then somebody else comes along. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Where's the other girl? So then when somebody downplays the first relationship, try to big up the second relationship, I don't like you. Of course you're the bad guy. In some people's eyes, you are. And you're going to have to take that and own it as your badge of honor. Because to some people, you look like the bad guy because this person that was by you basically for the past couple months, and then here comes somebody else and they're like, who the hell are you? What happened to the other girl? I like the other girl. What happened to her? And people start to see, people want to make up their own assumptions, and that's the part he doesn't understand, and he's taking it out on me. But the thing about it is, he's mad because he did it. And that's what he does not understand. So he says that I was wrong for saying that we were in a relationship, that we had something going on. I was wrong for saying that. I played into everybody's hands. But actuality, I could give two drops of piss about those people. Not saying that they're not good people, but I really don't care what people think about me because I'm in an industry where people can chew me up and spit me out. And I keep trying to tell them, I'm an author. I'm branded. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I have a book on the shelf. So it's like people going to like it, people not going to like it. You know, and that's what I have to wrestle with. You know, people going to share my shit, people not going to share my shit. So it's like I deal with this on a constant basis. And you know, people won't like my podcast, people not going to like my podcast. People will like my content and they're not going to like it. So this is what I deal with on a constant basis. And that's what I have. You have to realize that this is not for you. And I keep trying to tell them if social media is not for you, you don't need to be on here. But then they're telling me, well, if you can't take women flirting with him, that's not it. And nobody's not listening to me. The part is you're downplaying our relationship for someone that you don't know. Someone that you've only known for a couple of weeks, you're going to let come between our friendship. And that person succeeded. They succeeded. Oh, absolutely. Because now I have to deal with my friend telling me, oh, I can't trust you. And I'm like, what is this stemming from? Oh, you shouldn't have said anything to anybody about us. And now they're using it as weapons, whoop de whoop, and making me look like the bad guy. Because the thing about it is, he's not really telling me what's going on. Because I really don't know what's going on. But from what I gather, I'm pretty smart. I kind of figure out what's going on, you know, because they're probably telling him he's wrong. They're probably reiterating, you're wrong for doing that. And he doesn't seem to understand that. He doesn't think that he was wrong. And whenever I try to get my point across, you know, you're not supposed to downplay your friends. You're not supposed to let social media become between your friends. Now, when I say that we've been friends for a long time, 6 years is a long time for a friend. And then I'm like saying, okay, well, maybe you're not my friend. Maybe I'm doing a friend role out there too easily to, you know, how people just throw shit out there. Maybe I am just throwing the term friend out there loosely. But that's the point I'm trying to get across, is that I'm your friend. You're supposed to come to me and talk to me about any motherfucking thing. Anything you're supposed to come and talk to me about. Like, you're not supposed to hold on to anything. And the thing about this is, like, once he gets his point across and I want to interject a rebuttal, you know, a conversation. You talk, I talk. I talk, you talk. We interrupt each other. He doesn't like that. I have to sit and listen. And I don't like that. So I sit and listen to everything you say. Oh, you, and that thing you got to hear, oh, you don't get it. Well, you're not giving me a chance to rebuttal. I've let you rebuttal. So you rebuttal, I don't want to talk about it. Hang up the phone. How immature is that? Hung up on me tonight. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, I got a lot going on in my body. Like, I had a procedure done Friday. It's Sunday. I'm still reeling from it. You know, I went out today. I was out longer than I anticipated. So it's like I was dizzy today, had headaches today, cramping today. You know, I really got to tell my doctor on Monday. If it doesn't subside by Monday, I have to tell my doctor what's going on. And I really don't know what I'm going to do. Like, if this doesn't work, I don't know what's going to happen to me. You know, it's like I got to, like, and that scares me. You know, I'm being really candid with you guys. Like, this shit scares me because I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I have to have hormone therapy for 6 months. And at the end of the 6 months, we have to see what's going on. Because this is the third time I had a cancerous polyp, uterine polyp. There was no cancer. I had a biopsy done in my uterus. There was, like, no cancer whatsoever. And my mother asked my doctor the morning of my surgery, like, where did everything come from? And I haven't been bleeding. I haven't had a period in a while. So, and that's what she said it's coming from. Like, you know, if you're not bleeding, and that concerns you, that concerns me. And that's where that stuff is stemming from. And then on top of that, with pain management and neurologists, and then I got to deal with my friend not trusting me. You know, it's a bit much. It's a bit much. And I was so tired today. I was, you know, I went to Walmart because I made a Walmart order on Walmart.com last night and about Friday night. And it came this yesterday and Saturday, and had everything in it but what I wanted. So, and my friend thinks that I don't care, but I went out there and I bought so much collard greens, so much neck moans for him. I told him, I may not have no money, but I can help. I can feed you. And is there anything that you would like for me to buy you that will make you feel better? And he told me what it was, and I went out there and bought it. But apparently it's not enough because I just don't know where this relationship is going. I don't know if I want to continue being friends with him or stop being friends with him, you know. But I'm going to tell him, like, I will, if you want me to walk away from you, I will definitely walk away from you. And it's so disheartening because I thought I was a good friend. Maybe, and I told him, maybe I should not have said that. Okay, I should not have gave them what they wanted, you know. I should not have said anything, you know. And then if you just want to walk away, you want me to walk away, I'll walk away. You know, it's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just don't hold on to me. Just hold on to me so somebody else better comes along. You know, if you want to let it go now, we should let it go now. We shouldn't have anything to say. No, we should have nothing else to say to one another. You know? It should be it. You know, if you don't trust me, that I won't, oh, you won't do it again, you know, then we should just call it quits. We should just stop being friends. We should just walk away from one another. And that's all I got, y'all. I ain't got no more. I just wanted to come over here and vent to y'all. I'm not really, like, y'all know who I am. Like, if those of you who don't know, welcome newcomers. Welcome, y'all. Real quick, my name is Monica Lynn. I'm an author, blogger, podcaster. I have a YouTube. I'm on all social media. I've had this podcast for 3 years now, 21, 22, 23. In October, we'll be celebrating 3 years of Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I used to come on 5 days a week, sometimes on Saturday or Sunday for a kickback. But as of lately, it seemed like I've been like doing this like once a month or once every couple months or something. Because like I said, I've been really busy with my health, trying to get my health in order. Going to physical therapy, pain management, you know, I have spinal stenosis, I have a pinched nerve in my back, I have sciatic nerve, I have neuropathy, I have arthritis in my joints, so it's like, I got a lot going on, then, you know, back and forth to the doctors, having surgery, this polyp removal, and after 6 months, I have to go back to get another biopsy, so yeah, y'all, it's a lot, and in between, you know, you got your eye doctor, your dental appointment, podiatrist, you have all that stuff going on when you're diabetic, because, you know, you want to stay here, you're only here for a little while, you might as well have a good time, you know, but I had the reason why everyone, oh, you're always at the hospital. Like, I like to have all my appointments at the beginning of the year. That way I got nothing to worry about. So I have my eye doctors next week. And then my doctor's appointment for my primary care doctor is in May. And then I go back to the dentist in August. Then I go to the podiatrist in October or November. And then we start the cycle all over again. But hopefully, prayerfully, I'll be done with physical therapy, but I probably have to go back. But if I do have to go back, I'll probably go back at the end of the year because I really just want to have a day where I'm not doing anything. But it seems like as of lately, I've had stuff to do every day, you know, and that's the wonderful part of being alive. But I'm so glad y'all tuned in. Thank you for joining me today. I wish I could say leave a comment, like, share, and subscribe. Because that's all I say when I'm on socials. But I thank y'all so much for tuning in. That's all I got, y'all. I ain't got no more. You have been up early before everyone else on Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And until next time.